I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ramadan begins today. It's a holy month of fasting observed each year by many of the world's 1.8 billion Muslims. Islam is the world's second largest religion, and Chris Ruge, director of our sister ministry Prayercast, tells us it would take an act of God to shake the foundations of Islam. But that's exactly what he and the Prayercast team are praying for.
I'm asking God to do immeasurably more than any of us can ask or imagine.
Prayercast is also launching its Love Muslims video series today to coincide with Ramadan. If you have a heart for the Muslim world, visit us online to connect with the Love Muslims campaign.
We're going to be releasing a brand new video every day so that we're all praying together during those 30 days. So each video includes a prayer by an MBB, a Muslim background believer, somebody who used to be a follower of Islam, who is now a follower of Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, May 2nd was the National Day of Prayer in the United States. Sadly, prayer sometimes receives little more than an eye roll. But Barry, the international prayer leader with Global Disciples, says they believe that prayer lays the foundation for God to work. A Global Disciples team recently hosted a gathering of believers in a high-crisis region, and their prayer team went in as the first line of defense and prayed before the event.
During that week, there were no gunshots. The whole region was quiet, you know, almost unexpectedly. And they had no issues with any of the people arriving there safely. So just, you know, an amazing way that our on-site team was able to really quiet the area through prayer and through God's work.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.